The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Whether or not it is a concerted effort or not, our brains are at the brink, the cusp of breaking. And how could they not be? Everything that is going on, it is like it's going to break our brains. It is breaking our brains. What do you do? What do you do with all this information? I cannot possibly hope to process it all. And I don't think that I remember ever feeling like I needed to be seeking out information as consistently as I am, which is evidence that it's starting to break my brain a little bit too. I used to think that I had unlimited bandwidth. Like I process just a ton of information, and I don't think that I'm any different than the majority of other human beings on planet Earth in my ability to take in and process information. And I don't know there's a lot of value in exploring that any further, but what in the world are we supposed to do? And I have the answer to that question. The answer to the question is we have to get stronger. We have to become more self-reliant. That's foundationally, fundamentally, the answer to the question there. But what in the world do we do with all of this information? You think it just in very recent memory, what has happened in the last 5 years or so, from COVID to the border and immigration to JFK files to DOGE, to the Ark of the Covenant apparently being a real thing, to aliens apparently being a real thing, to standing with or standing against countries that are in different parts of the world, and all this geopolitical conflict, and what is a woman, and how many different genders are there, and I'm supposed to now hate Elon Musk, and now Tesla sucks, and Bud Light sucks, and holy cow. And I'm just scratching the surface. That was just a quick cursory remembrance of all the different stuff that's been going on. And within each one of those, you could just go so much deeper. And then, oh, by the way, I've got to squeeze in a workout today. Got to try to get 8 hours of sleep. I got 100 birthday parties to get to this weekend for my kids. I got to get them to school and ready to go, and all of it. Mix that in. Mix all that stuff in. So, one of the most unfortunate byproducts of all of this new information that is coming at us. And before I get into that, I think that we're at an inflection point where we are pretty new to the internet. We Americans have a very short memory on things, but it wasn't that long ago, really wasn't 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that the internet was certainly not ubiquitous. Cell phones are very new. Smartphones are really new. Social media is very new. So there's all these new technologies that are coming online. And one of the byproducts of all this new tech, and by the way, AI is going to take your job. So you need to figure that out too. Throw that right onto the pile. We are now receiving so much more information. And that is, again, breaking our brain. But I do believe, again, we're just right at the fulcrum between, you know, we didn't have a lot and we had to take people's words for it. And now all of a sudden the fire hose has opened up. The dam has broken. That's probably a more apt analogy. The dam has broken. And just it's we're trying to consume all of this information at once, and we are not necessarily able to do that. And depending on where you're paying attention and who you're talking to, you're going to get information shaded or weighted in several different directions. But here in the United States, it's one of two. We don't have any nuance. We've got very binary options. Trump good, Trump bad. Elon good, Elon bad. Palestine good, Israel bad. You get the idea here. And so we are left to try and pick up the pieces. And here we are trying to do that, getting our brains broken. But I think that we are hopefully, this is me being really hopeful, taking the white pill, being very hopeful that we're going to emerge from this with a better understanding of how to harness all of this information, of how to take in, filter, and process all of this information. But I think that it's all reliant on my ability to do that. Because if I don't set an intention, if I don't train myself to be able to take in and process and make decisions about things and then take action or to not take action on things, then it's just going to be this big mess. It's kind of this just blob of confusion that will lead to acting out. And we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing people go and attack old ladies who are driving Teslas. We're seeing people just shoot guns at Tesla dealerships and deface them and key people's cars. It's wild. And who knows what we're going to see. Nobody does. And I think it's a really terrible thing that we collectively have a lot of distrust in our institutions. It's a really bad thing because I'm just little old me where I am trying to look at this stuff and say, okay, yeah, this makes sense. This doesn't. Whereas we used to trust Tom Brokaw, Ted Koppel, and Peter Jennings on the evening news. That's where we would get it. We'd read a newspaper in the morning, and then we'd go an entire 12 hours. I know. Can you imagine going 12 hours without knowing what's going on? Whew. That's what we used to be. And then we get the evening news. So you know the thing you read about this morning? Well, here's what's going on with that, and here's what we can glean from what we know today. And we trusted that when they said, oh, you know, don't eat this, or there's a salmonella outbreak, or don't take any aspirin because this, that, and the other thing, we trusted that it was true. And now, unfortunately, I have immense distrust in a lot of our institutions, and I don't want that to be true. I want to be able to trust the government. I want to be able to trust just people that we have put in charge of public safety, of governing, of making good decisions about things. Because I'm in charge of me, and I'm in charge of my family. I'm in charge of my work. I'm in charge of the different community things that I'm involved with. I'm responsible to a lot of these things. And that responsibility gives me meaning. I find meaning in responsibility. I want to be on the hook. I want to do good work. I want to work hard. I want to get stronger. But I can't do that if I'm also worrying about everything else. And again, that is brain breaking. It's causing stress. It's causing anxiety. It's causing lots of just bad things. But what choice do we have? What choice do we have other than to approach it, to move forward in as logical a way as we possibly can? We have to keep moving. Got to keep moving through it. Just keep swimming, kind of a thing. So what do we do? Well, I'm always looking for the positives. Try to take a solution-based approach to life. I'm certainly not going to just sit here and say, and just complain about all this stuff. because that's a waste of time. And I'm not, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. So where do we go from here? Where's the positive? And I think that the answer is we become as self-reliant as we possibly can. We become as self-reliant as we possibly can. And through doing that, I will become unreliant on anyone else. Now, that's not what I want. I don't want to just be a monolith. I don't just want to be one person. I don't want to be me against the world. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in moving to a farm in the middle of nowhere and never interacting with other people. While sometimes that sounds pretty awesome, I don't want that. I want to keep doing what it is that we're doing. I want to keep living and participating in a high trust economy, in a high trust culture. I want to keep living under the social contract where I do the things that I'm responsible for. I tend to the parts of my garden that I can reach and trust that other people are also doing that. And if everybody does their job,
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stay hydrated. It's hot out there.
So my teenage son just went out in sweatpants and a hoodie. It's 98 degrees. At least I know he'll be cool in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Get too hot?
Hey, my phone.
Oh, your phone. Should have known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The things that we've hired them to do / elected them to do, then everything will be fine. It'll be good. But that's going to take some time. So in the meantime, I am going to make myself as strong as I possibly can. You know what virtue is, right? Virtue is having the ability to do most anything that you want, but acting in a way that is good and living with a high character and not abusing the power that you have. It's not virtuous to be incapable of harm and then not to not harm anyone. You're just impotent there. It's virtuous to be fully capable of doing bad things, but not. It's not virtuous to be poor and then to not consume. It's virtuous to have plenty of financial means, but make good decisions with your money. That's what virtue is. There's a great saying, proverb, whatever it is, said, I would rather be a soldier in a garden than a gardener in a war. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I want to be myself. I want to be a soldier in a garden. I don't want to be a gardener who ends up in a war. That's what virtue is. And that entails, that demands that I be self-reliant, that I strengthen myself in every possible way, in every arena in my life. Not just talking about being a jarhead and some dude who lifts weights every day. No, I'm talking about being as mentally strong as I possibly can be. I'm talking about, yes, being as physically strong as I can be. I'm talking about being as emotionally strong as I can be. I am talking about being as financially strong as I can be. And when I do that, I am living a virtuous life because I'm also acting in accordance with my ethics and my values and my morals. and I'm positioning myself for ultimate success. And then we got to let the chips fall where they may. But that's really what that means. So I just know that I need to be stronger. I'm strong enough to do everything on my own, but I know full well and I recognize and embrace the power of my community. And I think that that's a big part of it too, is that we need to be very great cultivators of our communities, understanding who and what our communities are, and then looking for where responsibility has been abdicated. And then where it has been, picking it up, pick up the burden and carry it as far as you can. And surrounding yourself with other people who are of that same mindset, who also believe in the same things that you do. So what's your community? How can you nurture it? How can you foster? How can you grow it? How can you make it stronger? And the first step to all of that is ensuring that you are as strong as you possibly can be. So I like to talk about the six key areas of our lives, and I challenge you to do an assessment on how strong you are in these six areas. Okay? So how strong are you when it comes to your family? How strong are you when it comes to your family? Do you have a family? How is your relationship with your family? What can be done better? What do you need to do? Where are the areas of improvement? How can you make it better? Community, we've been talking about that. From a well-being perspective, talked about that too. I recognized around COVID time that I needed to be physically stronger, mentally stronger, emotionally stronger, all of these things. How are you doing? How's your physical health? How's your emotional health? How's your mental health? Your work and your finances. How are you doing in those areas? Way too many of us are drowning in debt. We're living paycheck to paycheck. We're just up to our eyeballs in it. The tail is wagging the dog. We're getting smoked. So what can you be doing different? How can you find work that you like? How can you do more of it? How can you get out of debt? How can you earn more money? How can you become an investor? That's what I want to know. Personal development. What are you doing just for the sake of learning and making yourself better? Can you get 1% better every day? Have you even considered that? Have you ever thought about what it would take for you to get 1% better every day? Is that of interest to you? Does that sound exhausting? Does that sound stupid? That's what I think about. Think about that all the time. I think you have to. The way that our brains work, like I've been talking about these different inflection points, when you get a little older, man, you get to 60, your brain starts just going downhill cognitively, and it goes downhill dramatically. We need to make sure that we have a focus and a commitment to making ourselves better. And then from a peace of mind or a spirituality perspective, how are you doing there? How's your relationship with your maker? Good? Bad? Non-existent? Do you have peace of mind? Certainly something I strive for, thinking about all the time as well. And I'm thinking about all the time because I am deficient in a lot of these areas. But I'm doing my best. I'm trying to do better, trying to get better. How about you? Collectively, we're not. You know, the thing about statistics is it doesn't necessarily apply to me. It's just these big numbers. They apply to large groups of people. But when you look across the United States of America, we're breaking records, buddy. We're fat. We're broke. We're addicted. We are sucking pond water. Not good. How about you? How are you doing in these areas? Are you doing well? Are you trying? Where's the evidence? That's the question right there. And I'm not trying to browbeat anybody, so I have no idea about you and your situation. No idea. But for each one of those things, if you think about it, say, yeah, of course I want to have a great family. Of course I want to have a great relationship with my spouse. Of course I want to have a great relationship with my folks or my kids. Okay, great. Where's the evidence of that? So you want to be healthy. You want to be physically healthy, stronger. You want to be mentally stronger, mentally healthy, emotionally stronger, healthy. Where's the evidence? What are you doing that will actually get you those things? Where is the evidence? Your finances? Yeah, I want to be debt-free. I want to be financially secure. Great. Where's the evidence? Personal development? Yeah, I want to learn. I want to get 1% better. Where's the evidence? Of course I want peace of mind. Yeah, I want to have a good relationship with God or the universe, whatever. Where's the evidence? And if when you ask that question, you can't find it, it's good. You got work to do. I have good news there too. You probably have time. I know that we're all very busy. You got to figure it out. Not everything can be the most important thing. So we have to prioritize what matters. And then we must do what's required in service of what matters. And then you'll have plenty of evidence when you start doing the things that are necessary for what you want. If you find yourself throwing your arms up, say, I just don't have time. Okay. Maybe you don't. But maybe you're prioritizing other things. Just maybe. You're prioritizing sitting your fat ass on the couch and watching Netflix. Maybe you're prioritizing setting your fantasy football lineup. Maybe you're prioritizing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You ever wonder what the secret to really high performers is? What's the secret? It's this. It's knowing what matters and then allocating your most valuable resources according to what matters. Time, attention, energy, and money. You show me how you're using those. You show me how you're spending those most valuable resources, and I will tell you where you're going to be in a couple years, buddy. We have to become ungovernable. We have to become strong. We have to become virtuous. The only way we become virtuous is if first we are capable of doing both wonderful things and terrible things, but we choose to do the wonderful things. Each of us has to try harder. Each of us has to do better. As always, it's what I'm talking about. So do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey Columbus, it's Bill and Jenny.
At Simple Bath & Kitchen, we're all about making your new bathroom or kitchen absolutely beautiful.
With our renovations, we can help you age in place comfortably while still enjoying a newly updated and modern bathroom or kitchen.
From grab bars to accessible showers, we know how to make your space safe and functional for years to come.
Because your home should adapt to you, not the other way around.
If you're ready to invest in your future comfort, come chat with us at Simple Bath & Kitchen.
Simple Bath & Kitchen, where our home is your home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.